In a major milestone for the city of Brooklet, that came as a pleasant surprise to Brooklet Mayor Nikki Gwinnett and the city leaders, Governor Brian Kemp has identified state funds that will fund a majority of the city's much-anticipated sewer project with an increased award totaling $5,134,100. This funding, secured through additional state fiscal recovery funds, ensures the completion of a transformative infrastructure project that has been years in the making. The additional funding, announced in coordination with the Georgia Environmental Finance Authority, GEFA, and the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget, OPB, addresses cost overruns caused by inflation and rising costs of goods and services since the initial grant award in February 2022. This funds a majority of the project. A transformational investment. The project originated with a $2,031,000 grant in early 2022 as part of over $422 million in water and sewer infrastructure investments statewide. Governor Brian Kemp highlighted the importance of the initiative in ensuring communities have reliable access to essential infrastructure, describing the awards as transformational investments for Georgia's future. Then Brooklet Mayor Joe Grooms, 3, celebrated the news at the time, stating, "This is a monumental day for Brooklet. Fully funding this project removes a significant hurdle, allowing us to proceed without delay. It's an incredible leap forward for our city, our businesses, and our residents." Addressing long-standing challenges. Brooklet has long struggled with the limitations of a septic-based system, particularly in its central business district. The issue became critical when local businesses, such as El Maguey Mexican Restaurant, faced escalating costs and operational hurdles due to insufficient septic capacity. Businesses were forced to pump septic tanks multiple times a week, stunting growth and discouraging new development. City engineer Wesley Parker explained the need for the project. "The lack of a sewer system has held back Brooklet's economic development for years. This funding will finally allow us to replace outdated systems with modern infrastructure." Key partnerships and community support. The project represents a collaborative effort involving multiple stakeholders, including former Representative Jan Tankersley, who championed the initiative from the outset, Bullock County Commission Chairman Roy Thompson, and Statesboro city officials. The plan includes a pump station and trunk line connecting Brooklet's wastewater system to Statesboro's, a model proven effective in other partnerships. Tankersley, a Brooklet native, reflected on the project's significance. "This is more than a sewer project, it's a bridge to Brooklet's future. By providing modern infrastructure, we're paving the way for sustained growth and opportunities for generations to come." Next steps. With a majority of funding secured, the city will now move to begin implementation. The council is scheduled to vote to approve the bid from Shockley Plumbing, Inc. for $4,847,957 on Thursday evening. If approved, construction will begin soon. The project is designed to accommodate the Central Business District, Southeast Bullock High School, and up to 800 homes, with completion expected within 2 years. Mayor Gwinnett emphasized the community's patience and optimism. "This project is not just about infrastructure, it's about revitalizing Brooklet's future and ensuring a thriving downtown. We're grateful for the support from state leaders, local officials, and our residents in making this dream a reality. I want to thank Governor Kemp, Speaker John Bruns, Representatives Butch Parrish, Lehman Franklin, and Senator Billy Hickman for their support of this project and their continued support of Brooklet." Senator Billy Hickman said, "This demonstrates the importance of a strong and trusted relationships between local municipal leaders and their state delegation. As I continue to say, working together works to benefit all of us." The City of Brooklet's sewer project marks a turning point for the community, unlocking growth potential and improving quality of life. Residents can look forward to a new era of opportunity as the project moves from planning to construction.